السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. غافل تجھے گھڑیال یہ دیتا ہے منادی، غافل تجھے گھڑیال یہ دیتا ہے منادی، گردوں نے تیری عمر کی ایک گھڑی گھٹا دی. ون شاعر سیڈ سو بیوٹیفلی دیٹ دی ٹک ٹاک آف دس کلاک ایوری سیکنڈ از ریمائنڈنگ اس دیٹ ہی ہیز ڈیڈکٹیڈ ون مومنٹ فرام یور لائف. 2020 از گون، and this is not a matter of celebration, because when we lose something and which is very precious and valuable, then there is no logic to celebrate it. It is a matter of crying, mourning on it. You know, we lost, although our Islamic New Year is Muharram first, but we are so used to with this Gregorian calendar that our everything is revolving around this calendar. Our salaries, our jobs, our events, our mortgage, our payments, insurance, everything we do from January to December. Anyway, this solar system also the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should not enjoy or greet someone with the Happy New Year. This is not our custom. This is not teaching of Sharia. Rather, we should think and ponder for a while that from my life, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allotted for me, I have lost the whole year. 12 months, 365 days, and millions of moments are gone and melted from my life, just like ice is melting every moment, our life day by day. That's why every day it comes in the hadith that Rasulullah ﷺ has mentioned something to this effect, that every morning when new day is coming up, when sun is rising, the day is addressing the mankind, that, oh human being, I am a new day for you people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down to me. You must utilize me in right way. Do some good actions and amal. I will bear witness for you on Yawmul Qiyamah. But if you abuse me, if you do not value me, if you waste me, then I will not gonna come back in your life ever. But on Yawmul Qiyamah, I will bear witness against you. You did not take care of me. And my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Hazrat Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala an has narrated this hadith. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna allaha yabsutu yadahu bilaylin liyutibu musi'u al-nahar wa yabsutu yadahu binharin liyatubu musi'u al-layl حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِن مَغْرِبِهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Every evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite mercy, He's spreading out His hands of mercy wide open, and He's inviting us to make sincere tawbah, repent to Him, make istighfar. So those people who committed sin during the day, in daylight, they can come towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pardon and ask forgiveness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah can forgive them. And similarly, in the morning again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, spreading out, you know, wide opening his hands of mercy, and he's waiting for the believers to come and repent. So those who have committed sin in the darkness of the night, Allah is aware of everything. So in the morning they can repent, they can make sincere tawbah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive. So this is amal Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing every single day, every single night. Now it is up to us individually, the how far we can have the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can make sincere tawbah in the morning and in the evening, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive our all sins. My brothers, this year has passed so fast, so quickly, unimaginable. And that is one of the signs of the Yawmul Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la taqumu sa'atu hatta yataqarabu az-zamanu fatakunu as-sanatu kash-shahri wa yakunu ash-shahru kal-jum'ah wa takunu al-jum'atu kal-yawm wa yakunu al-yawma kas-sa'ah wa takunu as-sa'atu ka-ikhtiraqi as-sa'fah aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned one great sign of the Yawmul Qiyamah, of the Day of Judgment. And what is that sign? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Qiyamah, the hour, will not take place until the time will reduce. Yataqarabu az-zaman. Time will reduce to that extent that 1 year will look like 1 month. It will pass so fast that 1 year will pass like in the speed of that, just like 1 month. And 1 month will be like 1 week. Kal Jum'ah, 1 week, this Jum'ah to next Jum'ah. And 1 week will pass just like 1 day. And 1 day will pass just like 1 hour. And the hour, he gave the example of just like a burning blaze is distinguished, meaning in the moment of something is burning and it gets distinguished. That's how quickly the day, the month, the week and the year will pass. And today we are witnessing with our open eyes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied 1500 years ago in this hadith, and today we are exactly witnessing bit by bit everything. What is our responsibilities? What is our duties? What is we should do as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in very famous hadith I quoted so many times, al kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al maut. A wise person, an intelligent person is that who's not accumulating the wealth, opening the business after business, opening the shop after shops, involving, indulging himself 24/7 to accumulate and amass the wealth of this dunya. That person is not intelligent who is doing export and import businesses. No. According to this hadith, saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, al kayyisu man dana nafsahu. An intelligent person is that, a wise man is that, who controls his lust and desires. Wa amila lima ba'da al maut. And he always works towards hereafter. That is intellect. That is smartness. The day and night, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, he is utilizing in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and working towards akhirat, because he knows this dunya is very temporary, very short. وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيْوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. It's like amusement. It's so quick, it's so fast. So he does not waste his time. Rather, he works towards hereafter. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّ عَلَى اللَّهِ. On the other hand, the stupid person, an intelligent person is that, or wicked person is that, who follows his lust and desires, enjoys his life, enjoys his moments, and is forgetful about hereafter, and it just depends on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. Allah will forgive me. I don't need to pray salah. I don't need to fast. I don't need to do any good action. Allah is merciful. Allah will forgive me. So that is stupidity. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created hell? There is some reason for the hell. Allah is merciful. But if you don't do, if you don't follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then consequences will be that you have to suffer in the hellfire. You have to go through the punishment. May Allah save all of us. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has warned us. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن عمره فيما أفنى وعن شبابه فيما أبلى وعن علمه فيما فعل فيه وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن جسمه فيما أبلى. In this hadith, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had mentioned, on the يوم القيامة, on the day of judgment, everyone, every individual, his two legs will not be able to go forth. He will not be able to move from his place. He is standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Maidan Arafat, and he had to give the hisab and reckoning of entire life. Allah is going to question him. Five questions. Number one, Hatta yusalu an umrihi fi maafna. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, I granted you the life. How you spend your life? First question, how you spend your life? In my remembrance, in my obedience, or in my disobedience? Following your lust and desire. Wa'an shababi, the spiritual question will be with regard to your youth. How you spend your youth? Wa'an ilmi fima fa'ala, and whatever knowledge I have granted you, how much you practice upon the knowledge. Now who can deny he doesn't know five times salat is compulsory? Everyone knows it. Salat is compulsory, everyone knows it. And to perform for the men in the masjid with the congregation is wajib. It is wajib. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to make the masajid. Why? If you can pray wherever you feel, then what is the means of masjid? Why you have the masjid? You can pray salat anywhere. Masjid is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to perform five daily prayers with congregation. There are so many virtues, there are so many emphasis on praying salat with the jamaat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question you, the ilm you had, the knowledge you had, how much you practice upon your knowledge. You know certain things were haram, you still did it. No one can deny, oh, I didn't know this one was haram, I just did it. No, you know that. This is haram, committing sin, zina, adultery, gambling, liquor, all these things, we know it is haram. And we're still doing that. Backbiting is haram. We're still involved in this. All those haram things we know. And knowingly we are committing these sins. So Allah is going to question with about our ilm and knowledge. The knowledge I have granted you, how much you practice upon that knowledge. وَعَنْ مَالِي مِنْ أَيْنَا اِكْتَسَبَهُ. The question will be with regard to the wealth. How you accumulated your wealth? Were the source of your income were halal or haram? You knew this was not permissible, you still did. So the business or working or job, whatever we are doing, we have to make sure that our source of income should be halal. It will be questioned in the Yawm al-Qiyamah. وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. Another question will be that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the wealth, how you spend that wealth? In the things which was permissible, or you spend your money in unpermissible things, unlawful things, haram things, how you spend your money? So that also will be a separate question. وَعَنْ جِسْمِي فِي مَا أَبْلَاهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the health, the ni'mat and the favor of health. How you spend your health, how you spend your jism and your body in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in disobedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given advice to someone. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam li rajulin wa huwa ya'idhuhu. He was advising to someone, some sahabi, igtanim khamsan qabla khamsin. Take care of five things before it disappear or taken away from you. What are those five things? Shababaka qabla harmak. Your youth, take care of youth before you become an old person. وَسِحَتَكُ قَبْلَ سُكْمُكُ. And while you are healthy, while you are strong, take care of your health, utilize your health in the remembrance and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before you become sick. قبل فقرك. Now, right now you are wealthy, you have wealth. Allah has granted you the wealth. Utilize this wealth in the source which you can earn you the akhirat before you become poor. وفراغك قبل شغلك. Right now you have the time. You can come to the masjid, you can spend your time in the reciting the Holy Quran, Zikrullah, etc. before you get occupied with something, before you don't have time. So before you get occupation, or you have free time, utilize your free time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحَيَاتُكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And the last advice, that you take care of your life before the death, the Malakul Maut approaches you. My brothers, this is the new year started, first day of new year today, first Jummah of new year. Let us take, analyze ourselves what we have lost last year and make covenant, pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make resolution that inshallah from today onwards, I will pray my 5 times salat with congregation as much as possible, or at home wherever I am, I'm not going to miss any salat. Make covenant, Allah, I will practice all the things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded me to do so, and I will abstain myself from all the haram things. I will refrain all those things which is not permissible in the Sharia, and I'll make sure that I will utilize every moment to prepare for akhirat. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.